Reverse speech truly is an amazing tool. With correct analysis, it can quite literally tell you anything you want to know about anyone. Yet Mother Nature is crafty. The greater the gain, the greater the effort to achieve that gain. The knowledge that reverse speech gives comes with a price. That price is time and persistence. First, time in learning to find those reversals. Second, time in determining complementary relationships. Then time in determining the meaning of metaphors, and the list goes on. It is a complicated technology. Don't let anyone tell you it's not. When I first began my trading classes in 1989, my basic courses used to be 3 months long. Then they extended to 6 months, and now 9 months, and even that is not enough time. This tape series gives you some very good basic lessons, and if you follow the steps I've laid out strictly, you will be well on the path. But it is only a start. To become a professional requires many hours of transcripts and training. This is what my professional training classes are for. Remember, you are learning another language. You are learning about the unconscious mind, not playing with a frisbee. There is just no way I can even get close to communicating all of this knowledge in such a short tape series. But as I said before, it's a pretty good start. Let us now continue with your training by briefly looking at sexual reversals. Madonna seems to be a good place to start. This soundtrack came from her video, Truth and Dare. She's sitting on the bed talking to a homosexual friend. The speech reversal says, "I want you to rub my ass."
I just think life is unfair. Like, here I am, this person, everybody thinks I have everything I want, right? But I want you and I can't have you.
Here is that reversal. And here is that soundtrack played once again, this time with a reversal inserted.
I just think life is unfair. Like, here I am, this person, everybody thinks I have everything I want, right?
Here is Jane Fonda being a little bit risque on the Johnny Carson show.
I gotta ask you something. Sure. Last night, my son, you know, you were talking about Zsa Zsa Gabor earlier.
Everybody's talking about her.
Said, you know, she was on Johnny Carson's show one time. She came there with a cat on her lap, and she said to you, "Do you want to pet my pussy?" My son said that you said, "I'd love to if you'd remove that damn cat."
I tell you,
Is it true?
No, I think I would recall that.
Is it true? Jane Fonda's reversal tells us.
I made that rumor, the show's sold out.
Reversal says, "I made that rumor, the show's vulgar." I think the reversal speaks for itself. Here it is again.
"I made that rumor, the show's vulgar."
Did you like those last two reversals? They weren't actually strictly sexual reversals as far as reverse speech describes them, but I thought I'd play them for you just to get you in the mood. In fact, genuine sexual reversals rarely talk about physical sex or intercourse, but rather talk initially about our need for power, fulfillment, and stimulation. Would you believe that over 25% of all speech reversals talk in sexual terms? It seems that sex, reverse speech sex, is as essential to our being as is eating and breathing. According to reverse speech, sex in its pure form is energy, and one of the main functions of the unconscious mind is to gather this sex. Like a car needs gas, the unconscious mind needs sex, or the energy that the metaphor sex represents. It will gather this energy from any area it can. For example, business. Have you ever heard the phrase, "let's get into bed together," during a business discussion? This is actually quite a common saying. What does this mean? It simply means, let's connect, let's get this deal going. The same is true for reverse speech sex. It is a metaphor for power and energy. Depression can be a form of sex, as can sports, as can anger, as can sex itself. Any form of emotional energy or stimulation or personal interaction is considered sex to the unconscious mind. To give an initial example of this, we already saw in the last tape the strong attachment I have to reverse speech. This attachment is truly sexual, powerful, stimulating, and fulfilling, as the Isis metaphor showed, and as also seen in this following soundtrack where I am discussing my work.
Finding all these words, correlating them up with all the manuscripts, I've done thousands of hours of tapes, thousands of hours, and it's finding all the words.
The reversal says, and I am Vixen, I am the Lord with come. As I play this for you at three separate speeds, I want you to think about what it might mean. Vixen is a rare metaphor that basically refers to a sexually intense person, one who is extremely cunning, also with a short temper. Come is to sexually climax or to be fulfilled. It is a common reverse speech metaphor. This reversal is intense, showing a strong and deep sexual attachment. A short temper is, I'm afraid to say, one of my faults. This is intensely exaggerated when I'm hard at work on some reverse speech project, or there is a perceived threat to reverse speech. This is my Isis, Lucifer, and Wolf metaphors all rolled into one. With this added knowledge now, listen to the track again from a different perspective. Forward and immediately reversed. Reverse speech is my lover. The sex it gives me is the best.
Finding all these words, correlating them up with all the manuscripts. I've done thousands of hours of tapes, thousands of hours.
Here is another reversal of a similar nature that occurred shortly after this one.
This is what I've been doing the last 2 months, is developing the training manual and writing the book.
What a job!
Tell me about it.
Here is a speech reversal. It is very quick. The reversal says, in love with this. It is validity 3. So, I have sex with reverse speech. Fortunately, I have a wife who is not jealous. Where do your sexual attachments lie? Think about that question carefully while you listen to the metaphor come in yet another context. Here's another extract from the video Truth or Dare. This time Madonna is listening to her friend Sandra Bernhardt talk about a night she spent with friends.
Oh, baby? Ow. It was hard before I left the other night.
Oh, really?
I'm like a drug
addict,
you know.
Are you still sleeping with him?
Here is the first reversal. The reversal says they pulled out the grass. It is V4 and expansive. Grass is a common street term for marijuana.
And they pulled out the grass.
Here is a second reversal. The reversal says wine and I love to come. It is also validity 4. In this case, the metaphor come is connected both to sex and drugs. Both, it would seem, are stimulating and fulfilling. The metaphor wine adds even more emphasis, giving it an almost spiritual quality. It is extremely fulfilling. Here is that track again, forward and immediately reverse.
Oh, baby! Ow! Sorry, before I left the other night.
Oh, really?
I'm like a drug addict, you know.
Are you still sleeping
with her? As I now expand upon the theme of sexual reversals, I want to play for you an edited section of a class discussion. We are interpreting a session transcript between a man and woman on the very first date. It will be essential for you to follow this transcript as you listen to the tape, so you can understand how the class gradually drew its conclusions. The transcripts can be found in the manual that accompanies this tape series, as well as page 128 of my book, Reverse Speech, Hidden Messages in Human Communication. Let's get started.
Someone read out this next one. Who wants to volunteer? Show me what's happening. Kurt, volunteer for me.
Okay.
Teach this next paragraph. Stand up front. Teach the class what's going on.
The drive and need for sex appears in reverse through other common metaphors like power and money. Frequently, the drive of these desires are displayed in reverse as warfare, with the metaphor wolf being symbolized as the warrior who is fighting the battle of possession. The following example shows a man in the process of courtship. The unconscious mind uses the metaphor of wolf to relay his desires to the woman he is attempting to capture in the war of love. Okay, so the man says, feel the war, sex is war, serve this wolf. What sort of attitude does this individual, anonymous individual, have towards this relationship?
He's horny.
But in what sort of line is he looking at sex, this engagement? Is that for self-gratification, or is that more in the making love mode?
Well, of course, I don't know. I'd have to read more into it, but I think at this point, though, one thing that tips me off, sex is oxygen. I mean, this is life. This
life.
Is passion. This
okay.
is this is nourishment in a sense.
Okay. And the woman obviously is acknowledging the proposition.
Yeah, she's horny too.
Unconsciously, I see the power.
Yeah. Well, what about the war?
All right. What about the war?
He lost.
Okay.
Huh?
Elaborate on that.
I'm your goddess, I'll allow you. She has the control, the power.
Yeah, but he's gonna win.
Oh no, yeah.
Oh,
he got what he wanted, but
I'd say overall there must have been a damn good time. Very physical, playful sex is what I read in all this.
Mm-hmm. In the third reversal of the man, what is he acknowledging unconsciously? The wolf's thrust, it's a safe war. What does that tell you?
He's comfy.
Does he know unconsciously already?
Well, yeah. Like I said,
he can go ahead.
They're both.
He knows unconsciously he's won the battle.
Yeah.
And also it's safe.
But it went both ways though, because when she's saying, "I'm your goddess, I will allow you," she's letting you be the little fantasy or the it's going both ways.
Fantasy's
very good.
Her dad, you wait to get fantasy.
We're out of "I'm your goddess, I will allow you." She's saying, I know you lust for me. I know we're going to have a good time. I want to allow this, but I don't think her dynamics were as strong. I think she had the same intentions and excitement. She wasn't really worried about winning anything. She got it.
Yeah. What does the reversal, you will not escape me? Is that just the obvious, what's obviously going on here? Or could there be any deeper emotional thing?
Very good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Before I continue, I want to play one quick reversal that occurred right at the end of that interaction. Do you remember the woman from Tape 6, my book agent? Do you remember my comments about her positive reversals? Well, here she is right at the end of this interaction. Listen carefully.
Good one, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Here's her speech reversal. Reversal says, very good. The same thing backwards as it was forwards. Very congruent reversal. Here it is again, forwards and reverse.
Good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Let us move on and look at another transcript analysis from the sex class. This one can be found on page 125 on my book and also in the manual. Here we go.
The next one on page 66 is a session I did with a man and a woman. They were not romantically involved, never had been, never were, okay? Never will be. So we need to get that up front. And they were going into partnership together. She came to me because she was going into partnership with this guy, and she wanted to know whether the partnership would succeed or not, okay? So let's continue. What's happening here? What's going on? Man starts off. Power, feel it there, a sexy war. Here's two different interactions. One's a sexual interaction, one's a business interaction. Yet the same dynamics are operating, okay? With the sexual partnership, the prize at the end is sex. With the business, the prize at the end is the signed contract. But the stimulation and thrill is nonetheless equal. You know, it's equal with each one. If the same energy is driving, the same fulfillment will be obtained once that contract is signed. So the woman says, I must be careful. And the man comes back, goddess, that sense of me. What sense of him?
I must be careful.
Yeah, you know, cut it short. And she says, I'm not stupid. So he tries again, I have power. She comes back, power you use, an evil fuck. Look at this dynamic reaction going on here between the two of them, you know. She's laying into him big time. Lost at the ocean, the fuck was in my surf. He's acknowledging that. You know, the way I interact, the way I move through life is what went wrong. The woman says, nuding, you're forcing, you're making me feel exposed, I don't like this.
Yeah. One question, David. I'm lost at the ocean, the fuck was in my surf. To me, that reads, in this environment, my intention was to take from you, you know. I mean, he's playing the power part, and it's very self-gratifying. He's going to play the... he's going to have the edge on her. It's not going to be a mutual agreement, but that's... And then right after that nuding, you're forcing. He's definitely overbearing. He thinks he's going to run this whole operation. That's what...
Right. And she's saying, no.
Yeah.
Back off. And he says, you break my heart. Slay your weapon. You know, stop doing this. Put your weapon away. You're hurting me. I fear for you there. Look at his health. Wow. The man tries again. Power, I warn you now. Here he comes in for a second time. And she comes straight back. Sex. Lonely mission boy. A man who lost the war. Yeah, nude man, you lost me. Look at this stuff. She's getting stuck in there, isn't she? And he keeps on trying. Want a war with you. I must sit. We can't do it.
So what was the tone and the subject matter of the conversation?
It was not like this at all. No. Occasionally they were just talking quite normally. It was a pleasant interaction. They were discussing, you know, what the business was. Why did you want him as a partner? Why do you want her? Why do you think he's good for you? Why is she good for you? Where do you see this going? You know, just all that sort of stuff. But, you know, underneath all of this very casual reaction was this very dynamic discussion going on. You know, this is the dynamics of what was happening. They didn't go into business together.
And so what was the man's reaction when the reversals were?
Oh, he was not very happy with the reversals when he came in. And he was squirming, you know, and right, basically trying to get out of it. I think he suffered from told her afterwards, you can't take much note of this. But anyway, he went into business with someone else and ripped them off very badly.
Sexual reversals are occurring constantly throughout many of our conversations, and the metaphor sex can refer to a variety of things, as the last two transcripts would have shown. Take great care with the word sex in reverse speech. Just because someone said to you in reverse, let's have sex, that does not mean they want to have intercourse. It would probably mean, let's connect with each other or let's work together. On a similar note, if you hear someone talking forwards about how depressed they are or how everything is going wrong with their lives, and the reversals are primarily sexual, then that is usually an indication that there is a strong attachment to those emotions. The emotions in themselves are giving them energy and power. Constructive or destructive is irrelevant to the unconscious mind. It merely does what it has done in the past and collects the sex to make it all work. Of course, the reversals that most people want to hear are the phallic reversals. That is, those reversals that actually do talk about physical sex. I'm often asked, how can I tell the difference between sex as a metaphor and sex as a physical act? My answer usually is, believe me, you will know. They are very phallic. Here are some phallic reversals. I'm just playing the reversal only. This reversal said, my box is open and gives love. And here's another reversal. The reversal says, love this darling, kiss my lovely bit. And here's the next reversal. This reversal says, girl, I love you, beside me. Here is the next reversal. The reversal says, honey, I need your zipper. And here's the final reversal for this section. The reversal says, and you're so soft, honey, I'll woo the dick. And this ends side one of this tape. Please turn over to side two.